the doing, I would say, out of the three, that's the state of being that humanity understands the best and is probably also the most distorted
Welcome
in.
to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm the Ecstatic Self Mentor. I'm the creator and founder of the Unity Academy, and I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. I'm an activator and facilitator of Kundalini Shakti energy. So today I want to talk to you about three states of being that are important for you. They're important for your health. They're important for your creativity. They're important for your expansion and your wealth, your general well-being. Okay. So probably by now you have heard of me talk about the Trinity. And the Trinity is the foundation of everything that I teach. So there is the law of one, which states that we are all one. Pretty straightforward on that one. That we all come from the same source, that we are fractals of the direct energy of creation, of source, of God. Okay? That we are not separate from divinity and truly not separate from each other. Within the law of one is the law of three, which is also known as the Divine Trinity, also known as the Holy Trinity, known in religion as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Nikola Tesla spoke of it as the key to the universe, 3, 6, and 9. Okay. This Trinity has many, many different attributes, and it's one of the things that I really love about it because I am all about expansion and seeing things from different angles. And the Trinity really offers me that creative freedom because it's the foundational teaching, yet it spins off in all these different fractals. So the triangle in of itself fractals out in different manners. So it really gives me the joy of teaching. So I hope that you receive that joy through this conversation, through this transmission, and just really honestly through everything that I do, because I really love teaching. I was talking about it the other day that I used to line up my stuffed animals and talk to my stuffed animals when I was a kid. Just being a teacher has always been part of who I was. I remember friends would come over to, you know, hang out with me, and I had a horse and my friends didn't have a horse. So I would go about teaching them everything to do with horses. So it's one of my gifts that I bring forward that really brings me a lot of joy. So the three aspects of being. So back to the Trinity, right? So if you think of a triangle, okay, that's the Trinity. And the three aspects of being is passive, active, and neutral, okay? So the other three aspects of the Trinity are the mother, the father, and the child. So the mother energy is on the left side, the father energy is on the right side, and the child is at the top. Okay? So in the states of being, passive is the feminine, active is the masculine, and neutral is the child or divinity. Okay? And it's quite beautiful when we understand the Trinity, but I'm not here to talk about the Trinity. It's honestly just so addictive to me to talk about it. It's just beautiful how everything comes back to it. So in the states of being, I want to go through each one and why they're important for us. Okay. And ultimately, you want to try to include all three states of being in your day. Now, it's important to understand this is not a to-do list. So, you know, this isn't just one more thing to add to your to-do list. It's more about the awareness of having the awareness of these three states of being and always inviting yourself into perhaps one that you haven't spent time in today, and or you're more likely to enjoy one or two states of being easier than all three. So it's about the awareness of which one of these three do you not perhaps enjoy as much, or perhaps you struggle to experience it, and then inviting yourself to do it more, right? So that just like a muscle, you can strengthen that muscle and thus strengthen that aspect of yourself. And with regards to the Trinity, really strengthen you in your wholeness. Because that's what the Trinity is about. It's about wholeness. Okay? So we experience wholeness within ourselves when we are actualized and realized within all three points of the Trinity. So the states of being, let's start with the first one, passive. So a passive state of being has to do with receiving information. Okay? So this could be that you're reading a book. It could be that you're listening to an audiobook. It could be that you're receiving a healing, though that can also be in the neutral category. Some things are going to cover more than one category. Okay, so some things that I'm going to say can also be in. Or just, you know, watching television, right? It's just being, it's the state of being where you have input coming in, information coming in. Okay. This state is really important because there really is nothing inside of creation that is completely 100% new. Everything is recycled. And when I first heard this, it just really resonated with me. If you really go into any particular industry or topic, you will see this. You will see how, like, if you go into the topic of business, you're going to see a lot of the same concepts and theories and teachings just simplified or shifted or evolved, right? Or every so often somebody may bring a teaching from spirituality and bring it into business, right? So it seems new to the business world, but to spirituality, it's not new, right? Or vice versa. Maybe you can bring something from business into spirituality. Point being is, everything already exists. Everything exists. Everything that ever could exist already exists right here, right now. So when you're coming up with new ideas and you're creating and you're visioning and even problem solving, you're pulling from the streams of consciousness that exist, and your brain is bringing the information together in a unique way that can then be perceived or understood or experienced as new. Okay? So it's like you're taking a puzzle or an image and you're just shifting it around. And this isn't about devaluing our creativity or our process. It's about understanding that all of the information already exists. And anything that you could ever want to create or solution, right, is available. The information is already available to you. So it's about seeing it from that perspective. When you understand that, then you understand the value of the passive state of being. It's about receiving information so that your creative mind can twist it and turn it and evolve it into something that is unique for you. This is a really important topic or concept to understand. And it's not just about creating. I will remind all of you that you are a creator, whether you feel creative or not. For one, you are always creating your reality. You are the creator of your reality. And if you take a moment to consider the magnitude of that, that you've created your life, you're a very powerful creator. Regardless of whether you've created it how you think you want it or not, oftentimes we're creating our reality through our subconscious desires and belief structures. So just know that you are creating your reality. And so the more information your brain receives, the more different ways that it can bring that information together to come up with solutions to issues, solutions to problems, solutions to challenges in your life, as well as create new experiences for yourself. That's really exciting. Passive state of being can absolutely be learning. And, you know, my partner, when I met him, we met over internet, and he had on there lifelong learner. And I was like, hey, I'm one of those too. Even though I had never thought of myself in that term, I had always known that I was an eager learner, because the truth is that teaching and learning are the same energies. So I've always been a lifelong learner, and learning is so beautiful because it expands our perceptions, it expands our knowledge, right? And like I said, oftentimes things will come together that you didn't necessarily learn directly from a book or from a person. Just bringing in information always allows me the potential and the opportunity to tap into streams of consciousness, as well as my mind is constantly putting things together in new ways. And I have extraordinary amount of epiphany and insight through this process of passive state of being. I think we all understand the value of learning. And nowadays, with, you know, the internet and audiobooks and, hey, podcasts, right? There's plenty of ways to get that into your system for free, right? Of course, books are beautiful. And of course, you know, learning from people is beautiful, mentorship, all of that. And you can also, there's just so much information out there now for us to have our hands on. And really, that speaks loads to the beautiful era that we live in now. And also, passive can be very different from learning. So another way that we can experience passive state of being is by going to an art museum and seeing different artwork, or even like looking at a magazine with different photos, different imagery. You know, you can even look at like an interior design magazine, and it's going to have different color schemes and textures, and the rooms that you're looking at are going to be prepared in a way of harmony and synergy, right? Because that's what interior design is about. So even if you aren't an interior designer, or you're not even thinking about being an interior designer, or you're not even in a project of designing your interior of your house right now, reading a magazine, flipping through a magazine, exposing yourself to a magazine of interior design can actually really stimulate the imagination and the creativity in your brain. This is really quite exceptional because, you know, when I worked at the Hilton, for instance, for a very short period of my life, I worked at the Hilton in Torrey Pines in California, right outside of La Jolla. And they offer what's called cross training there, where you can cross train into a different department. And me, being the geeky learner that I am, was like, ooh, yeah, I want to do that, right? And wow, you know, I gained so much information about the other departments and how I could help those other departments run smoother. And just all of this beautiful, beautiful information. I was kind of like, why don't they make everybody do this, right? Because really in a big corporation like that, it really allows for you to see the other departments, and therefore you understand what they do, what they go through, what their perspectives are, what their challenges are. And it makes it easier for you to work in a way that just naturally helps them and vice versa. But what I'm speaking to is kind of like cross training, because when you're maybe working in numbers, you could cross train in art or interior design, or vice versa. If you're creative and working in that, you might consider cross-training into numbers or cross-training into words, right? Cross-training into a different, you know, quote-unquote department of your mind, because it will stimulate you in different ways. So that's the passive state of being. And there's a lot of different ways that we can experience passivity. I know there's a word like that. I'm clearly not connecting to it. Okay. The next state of being is the active state of being. And this is pretty self-explanatory. Most people are overly emphasized in the action of their life. They're taking action. They're doing. And you know, one thing I forgot to mention about the passive is passive can also be watching television. And sometimes that's absolutely beneficial. There are times where my body, my being literally asks me to do that, to unplug my brain and yet not be completely in a neutral state. Okay. And there's also too much, right? Too much watching TV, too much mindlessness. And so always finding that balance, right? It's the same with action. Sure, you can take a lot of action, but are your actions poignant and intentional? Or are you just doing because you believe that if you don't do, you're not valued, you're not worthy? So doing as well has value to it, and that value can change. Sometimes doing can be very value, and sometimes passive can be very valuable, right? Sometimes doing less is actually more valuable, and being more intentional and present with your action. So having more potency with your action. But of course, the action state of being is you're creating, right? And so, you know, creating is literally anything. Maybe you're creating a spreadsheet. Maybe you're creating dinner for your kids, right? Maybe you're creating a trip, planning a trip. You know, creating, we're constantly creating. Constantly creating and carrying out those actions through the carrying out the creation through the actions. So I think with the doing, I would say out of the three, that's the state of being that humanity understands the best and is probably also the most distorted in. So again, just really asking yourself, if you do have a to-do list, which one of those actions are really aligned for now or most potent right now? And instead of trying to do as much as you can in a day or in a moment, really picking the actions that feel in most resonance, that feel most aligned, that feel right for the moment. Because part of this trinity of our state of being is that we are cyclical beings. We are not just on all the time. And some people talk about this with women and the fluctuation of our hormones throughout the month. But I also feel like men aren't supposed to be on all the time either. Maybe they're supposed to be on more than women, but they're still not supposed to be on all the time. Regardless of your sexual identity, regardless of your body and what sexual organs you have and what hormones are highest in your system, we still need downtime. And when we understand the value of the downtime, of the passive and of the neutral, what happens is our action state of being, again, like I said, becomes so much more potent. And you'll notice this. You'll notice that you show up more present to take action. And the way that you take action is more creative, right? More inspired, because you are gifting yourself those other two states of being. Another way I've talked about this a lot with the passive and the active specifically is the ebb and the flow. Because just like the tides, we have internal structures of ebb and flow. The more you become aligned and activated in your Shakti, grounded in your body and activated in your subtler bodies, the more you will naturally begin to align with your cyclical self. This means that it won't feel good to go against yourself. When your body wants to rest, you'll want to rest. And when your body wants to do, you'll want to do. And if you try to go against that, you're going to feel where it doesn't feel good. But you also will naturally align to the cycles of our planet, of our moon, and of our solar system. And that's unique to each individual, but you'll feel those cycles much stronger. And this is very, very powerful because there is a lot of energy that ebbs and flows in our solar system. So there are times when there's a lot of forward movement energy in our solar system. And there's a lot of times when there's a retracting of energy, like an ebb. And then there is neutral energy as well, when those two are kind of Xing each other out. So as you connect to these energies within your being, you can take advantage of not just the energy that is you, but the energy that is the entire solar system. And I've been doing this a lot over the last couple of years, and it is very, very profound. So for me, I find that there are certain times of the year specifically where I have very, very high energy, and then I have an ebb of energy. And the more I really sink myself to those, the more profound my creations really become, and the more magical my life is as well. Okay? So that's really like the ebb and the flow. Then we also have the neutral state of being. And you know what? I'm going to be really honest with you because that's what I do. I'm here to tell you the honest truth. both in my own experience and how I am taught and shown by my higher self. Not a lot of people experience the neutral state. And it can be challenging to learn to come into the neutral state of being. Specifically, if you are an overachiever, you're a doer type, right? If you are that action person, that doing person, you might be able to convince yourself to go into passive state because you can still be learning and absorbing. But going into the neutral state is probably going to be pretty challenging for you. So the neutral state of being, ultimately, in its truest form, is meditation. It's when the brain waves slow down and you're simply in resonance of isness, beingness, existence, okay? Pure consciousness. There is nothing else like this. And there are a lot of people in the spiritual community who say that you don't need to meditate, or you can meditate while you're walking, or you can meditate while you're doing the dishes. And I believe that that's a wonderful entry point. I believe it's a wonderful entry point. However, there is no replacing true neutrality. You know, I have a really strong mind. You know what? Meditation was really, really hard for me. And some days, it still is. Meditation isn't generally easy for anybody, but I have a very active mind. I am a monkey in the Chinese astrology, which is already very mental. And then I'm a metal monkey, which is like double mental. So many, many years ago, before I started my spiritual journey, if something was said or I experienced something, I would just analyze the F out of that for all day long, for the next day, for the next day. I would just mathematically kind of tear it apart, regroup it together, look at it from this angle, look at it from that angle. My mind would go insane. And when I look back on that version of me, I really had no mastery of my mind. If my mind wanted to fixate on something, it fixated on something and it went all in. Sometimes that was very useful because, hey, if I wanted to learn something, I could get really fixated on it and learn it in a very quick and short amount of time. But however, if something triggered me, if something upset me, if I didn't have the answer to something, if I was unsure about something, if I didn't know which choice to make, I would analyze and analyze and analyze. And I tell this to you because, well, I have a lot of people tell me, well, I have a really active mind. Fantastic. You know, that's a really beautiful trait. It really, really is, because our mind is a superpower. But your mind can also be a weakness. And unless you want to address your weaknesses, you're only going to get so far. It's just the truth. If you find meditation challenging, congratulations. You know, you're a human. If you want to really know who you are and reach wholeness and activate yourself in your divinity and connect to your genius and experience ecstatic states and feel really fulfilled and at peace, you're going to need to experience the neutral state of being. So by all means, do what you need to do to get there. I remember the first time I sat down to meditate and I was blown away because all of a sudden my mind was like, yes, I have your attention. Here, let me tell you what I've been thinking about all day long. And I was like, whoa, that didn't work. And I became instantly frustrated. But I learned a way to do it. I started meditating on my chakras and I learned how to give my mind something to focus on and train myself. It's about training. I would sit down at the same time every single day, do the same exact thing every single day. And pretty soon I would start to hit these points where my thoughts stopped. And that's the neutral state of being. It's the truest state of neutrality. And what happens when we connect to this is that we connect to the quantum field. We connect to pure potentiality. We connect to pure consciousness, pure awareness, love, light. It's beyond extraordinary. If your human mind, your ego mind, is stressing about anything and you're able to move yourself into a neutral state, all of the stress disappears. It just is gone. Because it doesn't exist in awareness, love, light. You see everything from so much larger of a perspective, and you're literally in the energy of acceptance and of love. And when you spend decent amount of time there every single day, you're really bringing that vibration into the other states of being. So I cannot express enough how important the neutral state is. Now, things like playing in a completely neutral setting, like playing with your animal, not training your animal, not getting your animal to do things, literally just playing with them or playing with young children. Those can bring you really, really close to that very neutral state. So I would say it's a type of neutrality. Another one is spending time in Gaia, particularly if you're in stillness. If you can sit down and be still in Gaia, then you're really going to work yourself closer to that real state of neutrality. Okay, so playfulness is very expansive, true playfulness, not necessarily playing games against your partner or having people over in this competitive nature where there's all these subtle psychological things going on. That's not play. I mean real play. And that's why I use young children and animals, because those are the cleanest expressions of playfulness. Okay. Of course, there's lots of different ways to be playful. However, again, sometimes it starts to go into more of the action state of being than the neutral state of being, or somewhere in between, which is also beautiful, right? Being playful, where you're in action, but open more to the playfulness, the essence of playfulness, is absolutely beautiful. But I want to make it really clear. Nothing truly replaces neutrality. So the more that you can start to engage in those activities and invite yourself into that, the more that you will experience that wholeness of self, because it is the Trinity. It is the law of three. It is the key to the universe. You can experience a lot of fulfillment just with passive and active states of being. But the wholeness, feeling truly at home with yourself, feeling deeply connected and in resonance with your soul, communicating clearly to your higher mind, knowing exactly when to do what, feeling that ease and that flow, and feeling deeply at home with yourself, comes with neutrality. So if you need help learning how to meditate, reach out to me. By all means, reach out to me. I'm thinking of doing a workshop on the three different types of meditation to help people connect to the three different types of meditation. Did you get that? The three, the Trinity. And helping people learn to move into more neutral states. But please reach out to me. And, you know, I'm also doing a program, depending on when you hear this, I'm launching a program February 22nd called Higher Mind. And it's an extraordinary program because we are going to be connecting to the higher self and also activating the Merkaba. So your Merkaba is your body of light. It's a star tetrahedron, which is two pyramids, one pointing up, one pointing down. They rotate in different directions. It rotates around your body. And when this is active, then reaching states of neutrality becomes much easier, okay? Doesn't mean that it's a walk in the park by any stretch of an imagination, but it does become easier. So we're going to be doing this in the Higher Mind program. I'm going to be activating your Merkaba as well as teaching you how to activate it yourself. So regardless of when you listen to this, that program will it'll be an option regardless of whether it's available live or recorded. Okay. So activating the Merkaba is really helpful to accessing neutral states of being and really accessing more of your genius as well and more of your divinity. So I really hope that you'll consider joining me in the program. I'm beyond excited about it. And if you're a Unity Academy member, you get that program plus anything else that I do in 2024 for free. It's included in the program, and you receive so much extra benefit as a Unity Academy member. Okay. So it's a huge benefit to be a part of the Academy because we're always doing live sessions and we have so much going on, but I'm constantly bringing you back to simple and direct practices. Okay. Because there's so much to teach. And yet, what do I do right now? What do I do every day? What do I do regularly? And that's what my focus is on, is bringing you back to that center of self. And as well as I'm always activating Kundalini Shakti in you so you can access more of your potential. So please join us. I really look forward to it. So you can access more of those neutral states. And if you're already accessing those neutral states, wonderful. Really being sure that, you know, before you go into those neutral states, you're really clear on a vision that you have for yourself, bringing that vision into your mind and then going in to that neutral state is going to amplify the resonance of that vision and really draw from the quantum field, draw from the field of pure potentiality in alignment with that vision. So I highly recommend you always bring that vision into your awareness intentionally first before going into meditation for those that are already actively practicing the neutral state of being. It's a wonderful tip to deepen into and experience more prosperity in your life. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode. Remember that solo episodes are every Tuesday and then guest episodes are every Thursday. Please consider sharing this podcast, sharing these episodes with people. That helps me in my process and my desire to get these messages out as much as possible. Also, rating the podcast if you haven't already really helps me as well. And always, I'm here for you if you want to send me an email, info@alarasage.com. Tell me what you like about the podcast. If you have something you want to hear me talk about, mention that, because I'm always available to receive emails from my listeners. I love you all so very much. And thank you so much for joining me here today. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.